Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Go. You're right. Something's fishy here. You guys are cooking something up. I don't quite know.
But you know what?
I can roll with the punches with the best of them.
And I was thinking of podcasts since your daughter and her friends got that court of public sport opinion.
Let's drop that.
Yeah, I am. I have hashtag random podcast, but Kenny got in my ear.
That's actually a good one.
2020, you like it?
Yeah, hashtag
random. For you to
random.
Like something, I might be onto something.
Because the podcast names are all taken. Like, I thought, you know what? For some reason, I've been thinking about podcast names. Don't worry about why.
Yeah.
And I was like, how about full disclosure taken? Like,
that is tight.
There are no
freebies.
No, there are no.
Nothing's open.
Nope, and nothing's open. No right. room at the end. But hashtag random.
Okay, I think we're talking football.
Yeah.
And it's cut down day. But Kenny just came out. I don't know if you know this. The Giants, baseball Giants 2026 schedule just came out.
Oh,
Kenny, tell the people the first four series.
You're got to be
kidding
me.
But who they open up at home against? This is incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of a gauntlet, guys.
So you saw it.
I didn't see anything. Well, but when you set it up like that, there's only one team that could be coming in here.
Oh, man.
So they're opening the season at home?
It's the New York Yankees at
home.
But then they got to go right after that to San Diego.
Okay.
So they only get three games at home, and then they're going down south.
Oh, my God.
You would think it would be more than that,
Steiny. Usually it's six,
Usually it's six.
Yeah, who else after that?
And then they get the Mets back at home,
okay.
And then they get the Phillies at home. So there's six there.
So it's gonna be like last year. This past year they started 12-4. They're gonna start 4-12 next year.
Bruce Bochy will have them ready, Steiny. Yeah.
All right.
Wow, Yankees. Oh, we got some. You want to hit the sounder since you butchered it?
95-7 the game.
This hurts, Steiny. I'll take care of it, Ken. My man, Jeff Wilson Jr. No longer a Niner, Steiny. He got cut, and we could probably saw that coming with B-Rob. But damn, I thought he was gonna be a part of it. What do you do after you get cut?
Get back to work. You get back to work.
Out,
you have your
agent. Yeah.
Making calls.
Hopefully he lands on his feet.
We're talking about Jennings and the 49ers and the prognosis for the season. And here's another way I look at Jennings. And I do think circumstances matter. It's not 2 years ago. It's not last year when you still thought you were a top two or three team in the NFL. What's the number? Like, give me some concerns you have for this team.
Well, obviously,
let me just do this.
All right.
So, I'm concerned about the O-line.
Rightfully so.
I'm concerned about McCaffrey. his check. Health. I'm concerned a little bit about the D-line.
Check.
I'm concerned about kicker.
Check.
So, this is the way I look at it, and clearly it's completely different than you. When I look at this team, I see a lot of question marks. So many question marks, man, that I'm not caving to Juwan Jennings in a year where 92 things are going to have to go right, and he's probably like he's number 14 that needs to go right.
Hey, and I got to say something. I got to double back to what you just said, Stoney. We're not that far off. I agree. All that is valid, and that's checkmate. Those were four checks we agree on, and we're not even done. But I'll say this to that: you just sound like a man that. I'm going James Evans Jr., Jimmy Walker. It sounds like you think the good times are gone.
Not at all. He's not going to dictate to me whether there are good times or not. Jawan Jennings,
but if he's asking
265
for
yards through the air 2 years ago.
All right, but see, now you're cooking the books. How many last year, 265 yards 2 years ago? How many last
year? That's the point. Why did he only get 265 2 years ago.
You know what?
Because they're healthy. They were healthy. So when they're healthy, he's a role player.
Or let's just say this. Put it right on the table. Another one brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Who's to say that win total of 6 is not 3 without the services of Juwan Jennings last year?
Come on. Do you believe that? He was worth 3 wins? I'm just saying.
I think you're selling them short. I really do. If he's asking for 20 or 30, then this is – I get it, Stoney. He's tripping. But if he's not, I don't think the Niners collectively, with after what you just stated, the concerns that everybody has, I don't think you could – I don't think you got your chest out to where you can play games like this.
I don't think he can put his chest out and play games like this. And I like him.
Yeah. We said this during the break. We've seen over the past where the Niners were the best version of themselves, them get out of a 3-5 hole, 4-4, 3-4. Stoney, what if they're not that good this anymore? Where if they get in without Robinson, assuming he's out for the first 3 games, if you're off to a 1-3, 2-4 start, if they're not what they used to be, that can bury you.
Okay.
So why play with fate if he's not asking for ridiculous money?
Can I tell you what drives me crazy?
Yeah.
Is
me?
Well, if they don't have Jennings and they get off to a 2-4, what if they go 4-2 without Jennings? I like Jennings.
Yeah.
On the YouTube chat. Stoney, can you at least understand where Jennings is coming from? Yes, of course. The Niners have caved every time. Yes, I don't blame Jennings at all. I'd like to see him on the team, but I'm not going to pay him $15 million to be on the team. Mm. Or, you know, I don't know what the number is, but I got to assume it's more than a couple mil.
You would think.
At this point.
Yeah.
So,
I know everybody's again, people are fat cats around here in regard to, the schedule. The Niners won 6 games. Can you really, without knowing who's going to be the Minnesota of this year, point your finger at other teams? So, with that thought process, Stoney, I just would love for this team to get off to the best start possible, and that's with 15 out there for me, if he's not asking for ridiculous chicken.
Well, I think he is. This is one where I'm gonna
defend the Niners.
Yeah, I think I am.
You think it gets worked out?
I'm starting to think no.
Man.
I'm starting to think
he hadn't
caught
a ball from Purdy since last year, it feels like. Like, let's just say it happens today. Then you got to wonder what shape he's in. If the calf was just injured, it was fake gait, and nothing was wrong, but I just don't like this for the team. And I hope I'm not sounding like this guy's Jerry Rice. I just know when you look at the league and you watch all the games that we watch, there are some certain receivers that come up roses money time, third downs in the playoffs and Super Bowl, and I think Juwan Jennings has mastered that. Okay, he's not an all-pro, but I do wonder, are they really going into Seattle without him? Like, that's on the table.
Maybe. Maybe. But he's Juwan Jennings.
Third and Juwan.
Yeah. Well, what about first and second down?
See how he can't catch his ball.
He can't catch during those downs?
Oh,
let's go to Ashton in San Francisco. What's up, Ashton? How you doing, man?
Steiny and good. What's going on?
Hey,
I'm here with my son.
Nice.
I'm here with my son. He's taking him to the airport. He starts school next week.
Tell him hello and good luck.
He's going to call in. Yeah. We'll see you guys here. Here he goes right here.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to say thank you. We've been listening to you guys for years, and I just want to say thank you. Show some love. And I love when Guru goes on his rant and with Steiny just annoys him so that he goes on those rants. Like just now.
Hey, what's your name? What's your name?
Ashton Jr.
Ashton Jr., you just made our day, man. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Ashton. Appreciate it, man. Yeah. All right, Ashton. Good luck at school.
Wow.
Study hard.
Yep.
Study hard.
Started, that hit me in the cardiac.
Did it? How old do you think he was? Like 10-ish?
I want to say 12. Very well spoken.
Oh, by the way, my boy's
Harry.
No. My boy from the East Coast. He doesn't like the way we were talking about him yesterday at all.
Dude, he's a made man. I want to meet him. He don't come here, though, huh? Last time he been to Oakland.
Oakland?
Yeah, you're where you live.
Probably 5 years ago.
All right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this is not for nothing. Let me ask you a question.
That could be the name of the podcast.
Not for nothing?
Dude, that's pretty clean. Lincoln Kitty. Anyway, go ahead.
Fantasy football, I guess.
We got our draft the 30th.
Let me throw this out to the listeners. There's a guy, if I have a chance at him in the first round, I think I'm taking him.
Juwan Jennings.
No.
Who?
Would this be the dumbest thing ever, or am I? I think I'm taking Jenty.
That wouldn't be dumb at all.
It wouldn't be dumb?
Dude, Steiny, stop. He's getting all the opportunities.
So he's going to go in the first round.
I think you can get him later.
You think so? Depending on your philosophy.
Depending on who you're drafting with. It's the guys around you that kind of ruin it.
Yeah. Steiny, I'm not mad at that. He's going to...
If I get seven, how many teams are we going to have in this league?
What, 14, 16?
Oh, my. 16?
Oh, it's like 12 or 14.
That's called the NFL.
My first guess was 14, guys. Lay off, all right? Got a little carried away.
Anyway, I'm going with Jenty.
I'm like you in the lab thinking about it. I'm not mad at that. Dude is young. He's going to get the kid. Raiders going to be better.
Veggie 2 on the YouTube chat saying late first. Noted. Let's go to Matt in San Francisco.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Let's go. Hey, Matt, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, doing well, thank you.
So, on the Juwan Jennings thing, I think the one thing that we need to pay attention to, this is completely on the front office and John Lynch that Jennings even has a case to make. You overpaid an injured Brandon Ayuk. You let Debo go. You put all your eggs in the, you know, shot last year, rookie Ricky Pearsall, who I love, but is still unproven. And you didn't bulk up the receiver at all. Jennings looked around the receiver room and was like, I'm wide receiver one. I need more money. And that's just intelligence on his part and his agent. I mean, they should have seen that coming. And secondly, the third and Juwan thing is hysterical that he loves to stand on that. And, yeah, he has been clutch. But you're open because they got to cover McCaffrey and Kittle and Ayuk and Debo. That's why he's not open on first, second down, because – They're playing zone, they're doing different things. When it's time to lock down, he's the only one they don't lock down. So he's going to play himself out of a possible role in a Super Bowl playoff team and end up in somewhere like Jacksonville or Cleveland if he keeps messing around like this.
Wow. I'll say this
I'll
to
tell
that.
You what.
What about almost to the caller's point?
A
1,000 yards last
call.
Year, half the season, more than half, was without Ayuk. Debo was rendered ineffective. So what would the caller say?
Somebody's got to put up stats on a bad team.
So you said he did that by default.
Pretty much. I'm not saying he's useless. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's a good player. But, I thought Matt hit the nail on the head. And I hadn't thought about it in that way. I mean, you knew you were coming into the season without Debo Samuel and IU. You knew that.
Facts.
You knew you were just sitting with Pearsall. Like, I agree. You should have anticipated this. Especially because... And I do believe you on this one. Jennings had something with Ayuk's contract last year.
No doubt about it to me.
So you can't tell me the team and the organization didn't know Jennings was going to do this or was thinking about doing this.
But and even so if you want to put that at the doorstep of the team, no means no.
So exactly.
Just say no.
Exactly. I think that's what maybe they're doing.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, if maybe they knew this was coming. They had a sense of it. They have their finger on the pulse of the locker room, and they knew. And maybe before this ever really popped off, they said, we're not paying him. No, we got to hold firm. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in the city.
So the Niners want to carry what, Stoney? About seven receivers? So you got Ricky Pearsall, Sky Moore, Robbie Chosen, Jordan Watkins, Brandon Ayuk, who's going to start the season on IR, Jacob Cowing, and D-Rob when he comes back from suspension. So you think they can hold it down if there was no Jennings in the receiver room?
I feel like they'd have to. That's just the price of doing business. Here's the other thing I was thinking, and this gets back to Kyle Shanahan, and maybe we can steer the conversation that way. Like, I do think Shanahan, I don't know if he's got his we talk about him having his favorites, but I do think there are players that he views that are somewhat interchangeable. And what I think is going on right now is that Shanahan looks at Jennings just like he looked at running backs his first 5 years with the Niners. When everybody under the sun went back there and led the team in rushing 1 year, you know, whether it was Wilson Jr. or Mostert or Breida or whoever. I just think that Juwan Jennings is the type of player that if Shanahan digs his, you know, feet in, like, he's probably saying, just, I'll be fine without Jennings. Like, I'm not, we're not doing this.
Well, man.
I don't know. It's just, do I know that for a fact? No, of course not. But I just feel like this might really be annoying to Kyle Shanahan and his, because his ego's the kind, like, this is the way I think of Kyle Shanahan. And maybe it's unfair, but I think of Kyle Shanahan right now, probably sitting there saying, man, this guy, Juwan Jennings, good receiver. Good receiver. And with my help last year, he catches for 1,000 yards. In large part because of me and the way I call a game. And now I get him the yards and he wants to automatically redo his contract.
Like, these things happen.
Like I can almost see Shanahan saying, fine, you'll catch balls for 300 yards this year. I'll find other guys to do it.
Wow. And I'll say this to that. Before you left, we played the sound where he said, go ask him, talking about Juwan Jennings. And that was the first example to me that he was way more than lightweight. He was heavyweight irritated when he said, go ask him. So, Stani, when you ran down the list of running backs with Elijah Mitchell, like,
yeah, we,
that's one of the beautiful things about Kyle. He can do it even at the quarterback position where he doesn't need a Dan Marino or Joe Montana to get to the promised land and almost get it done. So if you're right and they are irritated, then I guess I'm disappointed in the Niners that you didn't try to trade Juwan at the draft, free agent. Like, I got to believe, Stani, now that I found out, I'm bringing Ayuk up, that Kyle would say to the masses, and the reporters could run with this clip, of basically saying, we traded Ayuk, I had to run downstairs and snatch the cord out the fax machine. You know, because they changed their mind. I'm like, that's not the Kyle I think I know that is indecisive or, yes, trade him. Oh, no, I got to run and stop it. So who knows what they're feeling about Juwan, but the fact that there is no closure, a la Kuminga, Stani, there's no way there's not bad blood. And then I keep going to IG Saturday with him putting up that picture with the rapper Offset basically saying, I got to stand up for myself or people can't take me for granted. I'm paraphrasing.
You know,
man.
But like, here's how I look at it. You know why Kyle Shanahan ran up the steps to stop the trade?
Tell me.
Because he's a coach.
Or down.
He's a coach. And like all coaches, he's selfish.
Or he was indecisive, Stani.
No, I'll tell you what it was. Even though he may not be crazy about Ayuk or didn't want to pay him $30 million, whatever that trade was, he knew that it wasn't like, he was like, no, Ayuk's better than what we're going to get back, so we can't do it. Because, like, we just can't do it.
Theodore Rand in chat says, goo, there is no external market for a guy like JJ.
I kind of agree.
What do you think he means, a guy like JJ?
Okay.
I'm asking you.
How many teams out there are saying, tell you what, we get Juwan Jennings, we go to another level.
Well, see, that's not who he is.
What do you mean? But that's exactly who he is if he's a third receiver.
I know it's not the Niners, but I would say, what's the worst third down team last year?
The Niners.
Outside of them. But if you added, that's how you look at Juwan Jennings. Can he help us on those downs?
Yeah. So now you're looking at a third down receiver. So how many teams are going to covet a third down receiver?
Well, I'll just tell you this, Donnie, and you're going to say, I know what you're going to say. That Saturday night a couple years ago in the Bay where Green Bay and Love were about, and LaFleur were about to hand the L on the Niners and shock the world in the rain, Juwan Jennings won that game. He helped you win that game. He's reliable. So
let's give him a $7 million a year bonus for
Well, why do you think he's asking for new money?
Because he thinks he has leverage. And he should, if he thinks he has leverage, he's got to go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious, right?
Well, obviously he thinks that, but it's not working. So it's obvious in
we don't know. I mean, how many 49ers went past this date ended up working out for him?
Yeah.
So I'm not convinced that he's out of the picture completely, but I just feel like, it kind of feels like maybe they're drawing a line with Juwan Jennings. And the other thing we got to acknowledge is, okay, who have they taken care of? They're big boys.
Yes.
They don't think he's a big boy. And I hate to say it,
He's not. Like, he's not.
Well, give me a prediction of the closure. How does this play out?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
So, hey, man, oh, man. I mean, I do believe they're bitter about, just again, Ayuk's name could have been Bobby Ewing. The bottom line is you handed that man the money where you didn't kind of want to hand him the money. He gets hurt. What do you give me if I think, Stoney, they're skeptical. They're like that residue, forget how good. Yeah, he was what did Dib say yesterday? An A-lister and he's a C-lister talking about Juwan. I think there's something there to where they're bitter how that played out and maybe they're reluctant to – obviously, they're reluctant to kind of – I'm just asking for a bump for Juwan. I don't think he's asking for 20 or I'm something sure. ridiculous.
I think he is. I mean –
Well, it looks like next man up if it's something ridiculous. Shout out Don Winkles, Stani. I used that yesterday. Then he's gone. I mean, he's not going to be a part.
All I can tell you is we haven't heard a number – and we know what he's making, and we know he wants to make more. So the conclusion that I've come to, and I'd love to know if people are kind of in the same boat with me, I feel like he's asking for about 15.
I wouldn't be
again,
mad at that.
Do I know? No, I don't know. But if he's asking for 20, that's a non-starter.
I mean, if he's asking that would have got out.
If he's asking for 10, I got to believe that'd be done. But if he's asking for 15... 16, doesn't that have to kind of be the number around there?
You got me thinking, and
I don't know. Just thinking out loud.
Chicago Jason got me thinking too in the chat. So you look at Juwan Jennings as a byproduct of what was around him in regard to good IU, good Debo, Kittle, and McCaffrey. Dre Greenlaw's in Denver. He offered more money here in the Bay, but he wanted to do his own thing and not be under the shadow of Fred Warner. When I bring up Dre Greenlaw, do you say he was the byproduct of playing alongside Fred Warner? Or do you say, nah, dude's a dog when healthy?
Are you trying to make a comparison?
Yeah.
Well, I think two linebackers, like, if you're a receiver, one guy can only make a catch one possession, like two linebackers can play together and both like make an impact at the same time. Like, I just look at it a little differently than like a tackle's there for either guy to make. But if you're a receiver, you got to wait for the ball to come to you.
So when we do our, I know we're up against it, when we do our prediction show, Juwan Jennings will have no impact on your win total.
No, not
see
not
for me.
One.
I can't give it.
I think that's a good way to put it.
No, for me it does. It really does, Stani.
From what to what?
I don't want to tell you. We got to wait till we get to the show. But hopefully I won't have to put that in the gumbo because this will be rectified.
Yeah, I can tell you right now. I'm going 9-8 or 10-7, something like that. I'm not gonna overthink it, and I'm certainly not going to rack my brain about altering a number because of Juwan Jennings. No, they don't have Jennings.
Like Kyle.
They don't have Jennings. Uh-oh. 5-12. What, they got Jennings? 13-4. He's like Moses Moody.
It's
all right. It's good.
Stoney, he was seconds from being Super Bowl MVP, I believe.
Okay.
All right.
And let me be sincere here. Because he was seconds away from being Super Bowl MVP.
A candidate, yeah.
Is that the reason that you would acquiesce?
No.
Okay.
I just think he's reliable. When everything is on,
you know, we pay
there
guys
is no
who are,
lemon booty from Juwan.
You know
Jennings.
What we pay guys who are reliable? $7.5 million a year. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, Isaiah, you want to just spin it for me? You know,
it's jealousy.
Let's just do it on the other side.
All right,
because
I got
by
you.
The time 12-1 rolls around, there'll probably be more football
and
stuff.
And the boss won't come hit us.
I'd like to see him try.
Well, you've never been in a fight.
Exactly. That's the one to start with. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I got two words for you. Isaiah Thomas, the original bad boy, was very bad
on the Draymond Green podcast. All right, that segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil, check your tires, battery, fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This company's good. I don't
know. You are the
Jennings
man.
Leverage. Maybe I do. We've nailed down the Red and Gold Summit, ladies and gentlemen. The 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit is happening on Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibbs live, 2 to 4, and then the summit with all the hosts. That goes from 4 to 6. Come out, hang with us as we get you ready for the NFL season. Great food, great place, and your chance to hang with the hosts. That's Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. That's next Thursday. Come out and get the season started with a bang. You can experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. You can catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans.
Got two things on my to-do list for that function. Shout out E40. Mm. New shirt and haircut, baby.
You all right?
Yeah. Hey, Ask me, do I care about you, the man, outside of the station?
Hey, Goo, you care about me outside the station?
I do. And before I got in the sack last...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Tonight, Steiny, you got to stop doing what you're doing on Facebook. No. You're setting traps. And then I read every comment and people are fighting.
Oh, what
and
are they
you
saying?
Don't even come back.
Never.
You just watch.
Never.
You got, it's going to hurt the show.
How do you figure? Nobody knows.
I'll say,
dude, what are you? You're a madman. You just leave it there and you watch people fight. Dude, I read every comment like, this is good. You got to stop it, man.
Listen, man.
You got to stop. You got to really, keep the sports
tight. Is it really a hot take to say, National Guards, the National Guard in a big city is going to create some problems. Is that a hot take?
But you knew how people is were going to take it. You had them fighting, man. And I'm reading, I'm like, get a life, goo. I'm reading every comment.
I mean, I'm wrong. No, you're right. Everybody's right. This is the way it should be. 24/7.
Like putting it out there.
The
and
National
leaving.
Guard. That's bring them in.
Think about the insanity. Yeah,
you got to participate.
Don't
double
get
back.
Me started.
Yeah. You just vanish. Like, my job's done here.
Yep. I love it.
Oh, boy.
You want to step in my landmine? That's up to you.
Oh, it just finds me, too. I'm like, what did he put this time? I got it. We got it.
Having the National Guard in our cities is probably going to be a problem.
Oh, boy.
Wow, man. Gutsy.
Yeah.
Whew. Gutsy. Let's see. Who has more impact on winning, Goo? Juwan Jennings or Jonathan Kuminga? That's a great one. Got to give Loon his credit.
Dude, that is
when
a great
when it's put
one.
Like that, I got to say Jennings. Pay the man.
I'm leaning towards JK, but yeah, there's no loser in that one. How about that?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Steve in Santa Rosa, who wants to talk about the 49ers defense. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You know, I don't care if the 49ers had Jerry Rice and John Taylor back. With this defense, they aren't going to win anything. Uh-oh. Look at Cincinnati. Best. All this talk about Brock Purdy I've heard. Brock Purdy, everything. Cincinnati has the best quarterback in the league. No defense. The Niners lost the last three Super Bowls when they had the lead late in the fourth quarter. Defense. The other teams just walked down the field, scored the winning touchdown, then were praying for a miracle comeback with less than a minute. And you grant me, 3 weeks into the season, when they get beat, it's going to be the defense that cost them the game every time. They have a horrible defense. They didn't upgrade it very much. And I don't care who you put on offense. Without a good defense, you don't win anything.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. And that's, to me, where Robert Saleh comes
in.
Yeah,
he missed yesterday's show, obviously. We got faith in Saleh.
I have confidence that Saleh will get the best out of this defense, but I'm not convinced that means the defense is going to be good. I don't know what the defense is going to be like, but I do.
I want to see rookie Mykael Williams, Donnie. Like, I mean, we didn't see him all preseason. I know some that got to cover the practices did, Pasta and the rest of the gang, Bonte, Shasky. But the bottom line is you got a D-line of what? Led by Bosa, Mykael Williams, Jordan Elliott, Kalia Davis, Bryce Huff, C.J. West, Alfred Collins, Evan Anderson. Those are names and bodies, Donnie. Let's see it. And who knows, after all the cuts the Niners make theirs, if they don't go fall in love with guys. That's what's fun about today, from, you know, talent that gets cut in other places. Now, you can say talent doesn't get cut, Goo. Sometimes it does, but we'll see. But, man, I don't believe the Niners' defense lost in the Super Bowl. Had the Niners converted a 3rd and 5 and offensive line would have been handling their business, they would have got a first down, kick and field goal.
Here we go. Are we talking about Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. I tuned out.
He brought it up. Or did he?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can't remember. All right. Listen, here's the deal. 1 o'clock is the cut down time for the Niners. We'll get some definitive news there. And we'll get back to football.
I want Owen's son to make it.
Who?
Owens. Terrell. Owen's son is on the bubble.
He's not going to.
So this is when nepotism goes the wrong way, right? LeBron could get Bronny on the team, but T.O. can't. Just, yeah, go figure.
LeBron's still having good
years. Jerry Rice Jr. Jerry couldn't get him on here. I get it.
See, Jerry dropped the pass the other day?
I did see it.
all right. I just want to get into this a little bit because it was, Evan sent this to us from New York. Okay. So if you're wondering where Evan is, he's in New York watching tennis.
He'll be back Monday.
Spending too much money. That city's going to own him. I'm telling you.
He's well, how much did you pay him for house sitting? His pocket should have had a mumps.
$300.
I would have did five.
No, you wouldn't have.
The square footage in your home constitutes, I would have bumped it up $200, Tony.
No, you wouldn't have. You probably wouldn't even pay him.
You might think.
All right, so Isaiah Thomas, the bad boy, not the lefty point guard
Zeke.
Who used to play for the Kings. Isaiah Thomas, the former Piston, was on Draymond Green's podcast. And he was talking about Durant in the early years to Draymond. And he said, I got to tell you, of all that, like I've heard, yes. I've never heard it put like this.
And
heard it put like this, but it had me laughing.
And I'm mad.
All right, here we go. Of course, Goo's mad. This is Isaiah Thomas on Draymond Green's podcast.
Before Kevin Durant arrived in Golden State, y'all were on the verge of and being remembered as the team that went 73-9 and lost to a Cleveland Cavalier team in the finals, 3-1. You up 3-1, and probably one of the biggest collapse in NBA finals history from a 73-9. Historical team. Kevin Durant comes that summer and really saves y'all basketball legacy. And you win two championships after that. And now you're the Golden State Warriors dynasty that you're going to go into the Hall of Fame on and everything else. It is cemented, because if Durant don't come that summer, and you guys are remembered as the 73-9 team that lost 3-1 in the NBA Finals, all of your legacies are different.
He's right.
Buddy, stop.
He's absolutely right. He just is.
So what happened? I got to just do this. Isaiah, what happened in 2022? There was no Durant.
Right, but that's not what he's talking about.
And they had one before Kevin Durant and got to two.
What he's talking about, what he's talking about is, and by the way, I got to explain this, because he went, you guys were going, zzz. You heard that sound. He was making a gesture with his hand. You guys were going downhill.
All right.
He was saying you guys were going downhill. So what Isaiah Thomas is saying is, if Durant doesn't come and you don't win those next two titles, you're not only not remembered as a dynasty, you're remembered, and I'll just say it, as one of the biggest joke artists in NBA history.
Okay, but even already if, with the title the year before,
even if Durant never comes,
okay,
and they win in 2022.
Which they, yes, sir.
The point is that 15 team would still be looked at as one of he's right. Their legacy would not even be close to the same.
Even with the trips to the finals, because I'm assuming they go, well.
I think what he's harping on in this day and age,
man.
And I think this is where he's right. It's like, you know how we kill teams that don't win it? Think about how we killed the Niners. Think about how we talk about the Niners for the last 5 years, not being able to get it done. What if, like, you think the Niners collapse against the Chiefs was bad? It pales in comparison to the Warriors losing that series.
And I feel like I'm in the courtroom, a defense attorney, Stani, stepping to the witness. What is Kevin Durant? The Warriors won before Durant. Durant didn't win before the Warriors. So
he's not talking about Durant.
But you got to. We got to go full enchilada.
No, you don't.
Durant.
No,
his
he's talking
thing,
about
Curry
the Warriors'
had one
legacy.
Without Durant. So we got to quit painting this picture like they were just going to. No, Stani, seriously, man. They won.
It's not about Durant.
But see, you got to be a guru to make it about Durant, too. The Warriors aren't just a loser in this scenario. Durant, I can make the argument, never gets a ring.
That's right. But that's not the issue. The issue is, I knew this was going to happen.
I just thought, dude.
What's the word he used? Cemented. Kevin Durant cemented the Warriors' legacy. He did. He absolutely did. Doesn't mean he's responsible for it. Doesn't mean he started it. Doesn't mean he ended it.
So are we looking at Curry any less?
Oh, my God, yes. Are you kidding?
Steiny. We said he's a top what player?
Okay, Goo. Yeah. Just for the sake of it.
I'm being real.
You don't. Okay. Of all the stuff that's going on with Curry over the years and the lack of respect that people feel he sometimes has to endure, close your eyes and envision a career where Steph Curry wins a title in 15.
All right.
Is the best player in a team that
was up 3-1, but they lost.
The best player in a team that had the biggest collapse in NBA Finals. And then let's say he wins it in 2022. There's no chance his legacy is the same. It isn't. Come on, Goo. He'd be 2-1 in championships, but he would have been a part of, unfortunately, of the biggest collapse, and he wouldn't have been able to go boom, boom right after.
Wow, Johnny.
He said cemented.
I have him as my top 5 point guard of all time, and I love Magic. But the bottom line is, you're telling me that would change me putting Curry into what he's done over his career?
Yeah, of course, because he only have 2 rings. That's all he's saying. That's all he's saying.
Oh, man. Stani, and I'm being real, and I don't know Isaiah, and I like him, but well-spoken, but that reeks of jealousy.
I don't think it does.
Yeah,
I think
and the fact that you won't allow me, and I know we're in the Bay and the flagship of the Warriors, I'm keeping it 100. Stani, the fact that you won't put you won't spray Kevin Durant's resume.
Well, I'm listening to what he's saying about specifically Golden State.
So when this Warrior doc does come out, and I know there's one out already about the first championship, the bottom line is what bothers me in all this is they went and made the Durant move, and we didn't see the Kevin Costner from the Golden State Warriors as constructed that were up 3-1 without Durant. We didn't get to see them bounce back. And I would have bet my last effing dollar they would have came back and won. You're smiling, but still. Stephen A., I'm stealing a line from you. That stimulus package that the NBA gave LeBron, oh my gosh. So let's not act like we know for a fact the Warriors were just going to evaporate after if there were no Durant partner.
Nobody's saying evaporate. Nobody's saying evaporate. He cemented their legacies.
Let
me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think without Durant they just would have won 2 in a row, just like they did.
It would have been more difficult. I'm not a hater. I'm just not.
The other thing is
but man, they had something special.
The other thing is when we talk about the all-time greats, rings are
so
what
you
it
think
comes
Curry
down
would
to,
be down a notch or two without
if he had 2 titles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think Curry would come down a notch or two if he only had 2 titles? I think the answer is obvious.
Well, when you talk about him getting into the Kobe and the Tim Duncan territory, obviously you're not there.
Exactly.
But when we say a guy's revolutionized the game,
that would never change.
And that's heavy for me.
Okay. But he wouldn't, if he's not a 4-time champion and he's only a 2-time champion.
You think I would have Magic as my, or some people would have, that would be enough to change Curry being my starting point guard, my all-time top 5? I don't think so, man.
Well, I don't have him, Magic above him, but I'd play Curry at the 2.
This is so emotional, man. That's why and I get mad because Durant's involved. But you did it again. You're not caping for him. But, let's not talk about what his legacy would be if he didn't come to the Bay. He could be ringless.
But he wasn't on the Kevin Durant podcast. He was on the Draymond Green podcast.
And what did Dray respond?
You're right. Now, here's what Draymond Green said. He had to listen for a minute, and then here's what Draymond said.
I am never one that's going to be like, yo, K got championships because he came here. No, he helped us get championships. Now, what I will say is he never gets a championship if he doesn't come here. because I just don't foresee that happening anywhere else, or else we would have saw it again happen somewhere else. But it was a match made in heaven. You had us in the way we played our brand of basketball and him wanting to play that style of basketball. You have a face of a franchise in Steph Curry who's so secure in himself that he's not worried about another juggernaut coming over and what that does to him or his legacy or how that, you know, makes him where his standing is in the franchise. And so all of those things coming together, I agree with you. Like, it was it was absolutely insane. Now, what I will say is definitely blew 3-1 lead. No one likes to talk about me getting suspended game five where them boys was about to get a gentleman's sweep. No one likes to talk about that. Right. And it's okay. I'm cool with that. I don't mind. It's totally fine. But I am not one of those people who's on the bandwagon of like, Kevin didn't do nothing. Kevin doesn't deserve them rings. Like, you don't win two finals MVPs if you don't deserve rings. That's just kind of a dumb thing to say.
Let's not lose sight of, yeah, I agree.
Dude, but some, yeah, that didn't, that was misplaced, the I agree.
Wait, wait, oh, so now, so the guy who was on the team says, I agree.
They were so great that they got to two chips and 1-1 and were up 3-1 seconds, 48 minutes away from a gentleman's sweep until he got suspended. That's all. Yeah. But damn, Steiny, Zeke, that is haterade, man.
I actually don't think it's haterade. I don't. And in fact, what it brought out is like Draymond Green giving the respect to Kevin Durant that he deserves. Yes, he was a part of two championships.
Oh, I'll never say he didn't contribute, but okay. You know, that's going to a fight knowing you got backup. You know,
it's fun. It's interesting to think about. But yeah, I know
the Curry part really is the one I'm trying to like, dude. And I get you, two rings and four rings is. That's a big deal, but damn, Steiny, for us to sit up here and act like the Warriors would have had, and Steph, no chance to get back without him, I would have loved to seen that. And that's why I feel like that's a big if to prove your point when we didn't see it play out.
And that's all. And that's what he's saying. We'll never know. Yeah. We'll never know what would have happened if Durant doesn't come to the Warriors. But what Isaiah Thomas is saying is, by your coming legacy to the Warriors, yeah, he cemented.
So he's Draymond's, saying you're not a dynasty without Durant. That's what he, because you went
pretty
back
much. Yeah. And I also think what he also said there, at least to Draymond, was, and I might have news for you too, Draymond. Without Durant, you may not be in. You may not be getting to the Hall of Fame.
I just that
Draymond sat I there gotta, and listened.
Yeah, because that was respect. A childhood hero, but nah, Dre was going regardless, man, right, with what he does. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
No, I don't. Yeah. See, I wasn't listening, and I would say, yeah, maybe. Not a sure thing, but maybe. Hmm. Draymond Green, a Hall of Famer without Kevin Durant? Is he a Hall of Famer without Steph Curry?
No.
If he gets drafted by another team?
Hell no. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you say that to Draymond's face?
What?
Hey,
Dre would say it to our face. He would be like, "Goo, you right."
Yeah.
Oh, Steiny, stop.
You think he would?
If he didn't, he would be doing Juwan Jennings if he's asking for 20 or 30. Mm. It's like you got an inflated ego, a false sense of self-worth. That's what the good ones know. It Kerr. What did Kerr say? I'm nothing without Curry. I'm probably fired. That's when people gravitate. Like, and that's what I'm saying.
Truth.
And Dre would probably say the same thing. If Dre was on the Kings, would he be Dre if he got drafted by Sac? No. He'd be a good player.
Well, I don't know what he would have been on with another team. Like, it's that old thing of, what if Steph would have been drafted by New York, the Knicks? Would he have been able to go to New York and do what he did there for like he did with the Warriors? I don't know. It was different. Yeah, different era.
We got to get. I know we're back to football, but Steiny, what about what we're finding out or hearing about Jordan Poole and Draymond? Steve Kerr telling Jordan Poole, stand up to him.
Yeah,
that's a wow.
888-95. Okay, I see. You know what? I see some people want to talk about this. We can have.
We
some
brought
fun
it up.
It.
Yeah, no doubt.
And let's keep it fun. There's no malice here.
Well, you got to be ready for the boss if he comes in.
What's he going to say?
Well.
They've activated James Jordan. Jordan James. Which one? The guy from Oregon.
That's our boss, man.
All right. C20 Red and Gold Summit next Thursday. at King's Fish House in Santa Clara. Don't forget, that segment also brought to you by Ceramani Ford.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.